Muslims make a show of offering protection to Kenya's Christians. A robbery underscores urgency for Bible translation in Nigeria, and an Iranian pastor faces new charges in the fall. There's more about this story and others on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. It seems that out of Kenya's church bombings on July 1st, a form of unity was born. Muslims in the area are offering their protection to Christians, and that's good, right? Christian Aid Mission's Ray Burnett was in touch with some of the ministries that they help.
They are perfectly incredulous that anybody would say such a thing, because as these churches were being attacked, the Garissa women, I'm reading directly here, after the attacks in Garissa, young men and women were celebrating on the street.
The town's name is synonymous with danger because of its proximity to Somalia and the Al-Shabaab. Another partner told her that hostility against Christian work has been building.
In doing any kind of evangelical work, the Muslims had sent their children to stone them. And he said that plans to burn the churches were executed inside the mosque. So their thinking is that this is just totally for the outside world to hear.
Gospel work continues, but believers are going to have to tread carefully. Prayer is the best defense. Next, more attacks in Nigeria, this time on Bible translators. On Friday morning, a Wycliffe Associates team was stopped by armed robbers. Their money and potentially their equipment was taken. Wycliffe Associates' David Reeves says they're not sure who's responsible, but
the current environment is one where there's more of that happening because of the unrest and insecurity that's going on in the country.
This attack and others emphasize the urgency for Wycliffe Associates to deliver their translation acceleration kits. The kits include laptops and internet connectors, so translation can not only get done faster, but be mobile. Just a month after Reeves got a kit to one of the group of translators in Nigeria,
500 people had been killed, 21 churches had been burned, and they were sending me emails asking me for prayer for their team, and still continue to do Bible translation and sending materials to their consultant and still moving forward.
The church is courageous. They just need more tools. Provide them through our website. This is Mission Network News. In part one of our new series on China, the European Parliament now officially condemns China's forced abortions. They passed an emergency resolution last Thursday opposing the forced abortion of 7 months pregnant Chinese Christian Feng Jianmei. Bob Fu with China Aid says
it sent a much stronger signal to the Chinese government that the whole world are now united against this brutal practice.
China's forced abortions have been kept under the radar for a while.
Most of the people chose to be silent because if you dare to speak up, you will lose your job, lose your property, lose everything.
The gospel is needed now more than ever.
This is a matter of life and death, and there's no other way to explain why a baby's life is so precious, except recognize the image of God.
The Chinese church is in a wake-up call.
If the church does not fight for life, I mean, who will?
Meanwhile, on Sunday, Pastor Youssef Nadarkhani marked 1,000 days since he was imprisoned in Iran for apostasy. But Christian Solidarity Worldwide says he may be facing fresh charges to make the death sentence more acceptable. The new trial date is September 8th, and he'll be looking at crimes against national security and possibly blasphemy. So far, he's refused to recant his faith. Ask God to give him courage and strength as he wears Christ's name. And missionaries often have to rely on one-on-one interactions for evangelism. But that's especially the case for the Engels in Caracas, Venezuela. As the International Mission Board couple ministers to people living in slums packed with dilapidated homes, it's nearly impossible to gather in large groups. So they've been starting small Bible studies. Now, the idea is to create churches from there, but they're facing a lot of spiritual roadblocks. Can you pray for them? Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. For a gift of any amount, MNN is making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World, a helpful prayer guide to help you learn and pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, which begins July 20th. You can get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.